else or the furniture. And I personally love this song. It is about planting seeds. But this seed is a very special seed, very important, upon which all other seeds are based, is the seed of self-worth. Is that important? Okay. Wasn't that fun? And the perfect song, Let It Grow. Wonderful. So Judy asked me to please correct the inaccurate age I gave of her the other day, because I really meant to say she was 72. But then I said 67. But in reality, she's 59. Which is accurate. But a wonderful, for me, a wonderful example of the joy of yogi life, you know. And listening to Golo, maybe you've understood this from your experience with the Brahma Kumaris, but we're very practical people. And spirituality, for it to be useful, for it to be valuable, it has to be used practically. And I think the Environment Initiative in particular is a wonderful expression of that, but also the way we're using our bodies, the way we create community, and the way we live simply, very practical expressions of spirituality that we learn here. So yes, you see that? The practical application, it's not something esoteric that is separate from living. It is the way to live, right? So this little half hour before Sudesh Didi comes to join us, our program has changed a bit. It will be Sudesh Didi this evening who will join us for a meditation. This is to prepare us for meditation. But also it's a practical tool for digesting what you're learning. You've heard by now many different examples in our morning meditations of how to take oneself into soul consciousness, into a higher state of awareness. And then you've seen it on the stage here in the evenings. But of course, all of this is, they're wonderful tools to help you get going, but to be a self-sovereign, a self-master, someone who takes the reins and does it for yourself, this little session is meant to be a bridge for you to consider what works for you and how you will guide yourself into soul consciousness. So I'll invite you all to get a clean piece of paper or page in your notebook. I have brought the closest thing I could find to a flip chart. Here it is. So if you can each find a blank page, and if you don't have a notebook, could somebody rip a page out of your notebook? Phone? No, it needs to be a hand. This is a hand event, a drawing with pen and paper. So borrow, please, from somebody sitting next to you. I have one extra piece here that could be divided in many ways if you would like. Yeah, well, Ingrid, maybe you could divide it in four. And yeah, but I think there's enough pages out there. We can help each other, right? Help each other with just a clear piece of paper, nothing written on it. And a pen that works. So, it's a student life. We always have our pen and our paper with us, don't we? So, most of us. So, everyone have a piece of paper, blank page, yes, and a pen. I'm going to invite you at the very center of your page to draw a star. A star at the center of your page. So this is going to be like a free write experience or an automatic writing experience where you put your pen on the page and you just start writing. You don't stop and critique or edit or change. I often scribble in, but more or less you let it flow. Let your pen flow. I'm going to ask you, but let me describe the shape of this. This is known as spiral writing. So I'm going to ask you to write in a spiral form. So you will start at the edge of your page. You'll start at the edge of your page, and you will write like this. Depends on the size of your paper. If you have a big piece of paper and you begin writing here in four font, it will take you until tomorrow to arrive at your star. If you have a small piece of paper, four font is probably good size, okay? But instead of a line, I'm going to ask you to write words. But the words will be written like this. So you'll be turning your page and you will be writing a pathway from standing at the corner here in your non-meditative state. You are going to describe the journey that you take to get to the center of yourself, to get to the soul that you have been introduced to. So what is the pathway? What are the words? You've heard other people speaking meditation commentaries this week. They say nice words. You understand that we use thoughts to carry us into experience. So what are the thoughts, what are the words that you would say to yourself, and you will write these down, and they're like a pathway to get you to soul consciousness, to get you back inside yourself to the experience of yourself as a soul. So for example, I might start out here, if I'm just sitting, I might say to myself, you know, I'm present, I'm sitting here, and I would write that. And I take a deep breath, and I just feel my body, I relax my body. I might start, that might be my journey inwards. And then I might have some visuals, you know, I imagine myself, I don't know, we're all different. This is why this is yours. Your journey to the center of yourself. Your journey to soul consciousness. Is that clear what I'm asking? I see furrowed foreheads, so some are saying very clear, some not yet. So let's imagine you're here and you want to go here, but you're going to do it in like a labyrinth walk, but a labyrinth of words, describing to yourself how to arrive at the center point, okay? And I'm just going to give you 5 minutes to do that. The beauty of this spiral is that as you turn, you are having to activate the right side of your brain. If I just had you write, the left side, the rational, analytical, would be writing. But because we're turning, we are using the right side of the brain. So it makes a very nice journey inwards. So is that clear what I'm suggesting? Okay, so we're going to have some gentle music, and for the next 5 minutes, I'm just going to leave you to write your own words. I will write mine up here. Just write yourself into soul consciousness. Okay? Begin. So as you get close to the star, are you almost there at the star, most of you? If you have reached the star at the center, I'll invite you to take what you have written and read it to yourself. So follow what you have written, and as you read it, just read it to yourself first. How was that experience? Nice. Interesting, no? Very different to write in a circle. Yeah. You may have noted two or three words in particular when you read it back to yourself that stood out. I invite you to circle those words, words that really spoke to you, because you'll know these are your keys. These are your entry keys for soul consciousness, for your own meditation, okay? So take a moment now and just see if there are two or three words that really you really like, okay? And circle those. So the journey inwards for each of us is very personal, and it's very sacred. And you can learn the knowledge from the Brahma Kumaris, but only when you walk this journey yourself do you discover who you are and what those key words are for you. Very reflective of who you are as a soul, right? Those words that work. I'm going to invite us all now to do something very sacred, actually. I'm going to ask you just to be in pairs or trios with somebody sitting near you who speaks the same language. So just look around, and if there's something sitting near to you who you share a common language, maybe not your first language, but if you both have English or you both have, you know, whatever language, I invite you just to sit close to one or two people, depending on our seating arrangements, one or two people who easily, same language, you could work together. Yes, thank you for that. Some minor adjustments to the seating arrangements. Very good. So find yourself in twos or threes by same language. Is this real language? Okay. Almost there. And sitting a little bit apart from, so you can just be in your own little clump. That's good. So right, not right next to each other, but your little two or three together. Thank you for that. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. This will be a quiet event. Very quiet event. But what I'm going to invite you to do, for me, honestly, the best meditation commentaries I have ever heard or experienced are the commentaries where the person themselves is experiencing it. They're not just reading words from a page. Okay, go inside, be silent, deep breath. But actually they are experiencing it themselves as they are sharing it. I'm going to invite you each in your small group to read aloud what you have written. And the other one or two people in your group will just close their eyes and will travel with you. They will follow the little journey that is your personal journey. They will just follow because they're your words, they're your journey. But as you read this aloud, the other two will have the experience with you. Okay? And then, so one person reads. When they're finished, just a few seconds of just hold, you know, in sacred space, the energy of what they have just shared, because it's quite personal, right? It's very sacred. And then the next person, read aloud, just read aloud. No embellishments, no, I don't really like what I wrote, but, none of that. Just read it, okay? No commentary, just read it. And then just let it sit for a couple of seconds in silence, and then the next one. And when you're done, just face this way in silence, and I'll know you're all finished. Okay? Clear? Enjoy. So the listeners, close your eyes and just let yourself listen. Okay? Om Shanti. How was that experience? Nice. Did you hear beautiful things? We're not done yet? Is it okay? Anyone else not done? Let's hold silence for another minute then and let them finish. Shall we do that? Okay. Please finish. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So, how was that experience? Beautiful. It's very nice, isn't it? How did you feel sharing your spiral? Did you feel okay? It kind of makes a person transparent, doesn't it, to share something like this? And you know, when we're soul conscious, we're quite transparent. There's no ego mask needed. This is such a beautiful journey, isn't it? Revealing the soul. So I thank you all for listening to each other with such respect. Made it very sacred, and for each for going on this journey. And I welcome you to continue this journey. It's one practical tool you can do anytime you want. 1 year I did it for 3 months every morning to start my meditation. And I put a little sparkling star at the center of my notebook, and then I wrote to the center, and then I sat and meditated. Essentially, you've just created your own commentary, your own meditation commentary, right? To work yourself inward. So, Om Shanti.